Sergeant Bear, with just 5 seconds to move.
What is it about the holiday season? Let's start that again. Slurred that opening word. What is it about the holiday season that has given you the greatest joy? Maybe it's the time spent cutting down the family Christmas tree at the local farm. You'd have to live around here to experience that. Or maybe a special ornament that you place on the lighted bough of the tree. Or do you find joy in contemplating, and this is for me, the profound meaning of the carols we sing? I just love the Christmas carols, but there's embedded in them, that message never gets old. Maybe it's a Christmas joy found in the memories you make with friends and with family, the spirit of giving that surrounds this season. As we reflect on these joys, let us not forget to keep front and center the one who is our great light, the one who guides us, who's gotten us through this year, the one who brings joy, who brings meaning and substance to our lives, the loving Heavenly Father who is at the heart of all treasured relationships, and the wonderful God who Himself gave the ultimate gift by becoming a newborn child. Some of my joy this season comes in part, I'll be honest with you, from your letters, sometimes telephone calls, your prayers, your faithful giving in support of this ministry, which, as you know, literally now reaches around the world. If you've been blessed this year, I'd like to ask you to join the many people who financially support Pioneers Media Ministry, which brings you this program. It's simple to do. Just call our toll-free number, 877-HIS-WILL. One of our friendly operators will be happy to help you. You can also click on the giving link at the top of our website, pmchurch.org, and look for the media ministry line item. Trust me, no gift is too small for God to use to spread the good news of His love, His sacrifice, His future plans for our happiness. Every gift is entirely invested in our mission to communicate God's good news. We've used good news quite a few times there. God's good news to a generation who needs a hope found in Jesus, the hope that will bring them the true joy of life. So once again, the website is pmchurch.org. This season, my wish for you is that the one we call the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that string of titles in Isaiah 9, that He, our Lord Jesus, will be at the heart of the very best memories made together with your family and your friends and with Him. Yeah, it said gift to media ministry and not giving, so.
So it's, if you want to support media ministry, yeah, so.
It didn't, it, so.
The line
you drop donate out, but it doesn't say giving.
So I said, you can also click the giving link.
Oh, okay. That's,
I put it in quotes.
Okay, you got it clear.
And yet,
did I skip that one?
No, you did.
And then look for the media ministry.
Yeah.
Why, is there another one besides the media ministry?
Well, so here's the deal. So unless we're going to keep using Stripe, Adventist Giving is the site now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know it's a little clunky.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. The easiest way I can think of to tell people. By the way, I know a certain agency that might be working to kind of help revamp that site.
What's that mean?
I might be doing some business with them in the future.
With that attitude?
Our company is helping them
re-give
them a face.
Really? That'll be nice.
It's not bad. It's just a little clunky. It's a little clunky.
Yeah.
But define stuff.
All right, well, I got my tang tongue on something up there. I just kept going. But,
well, you mentioned good news. I said that a couple times.
Okay, don't get too strong. You spread good news. Then you got good news in the very next sentence. So we're going to change one of those. We'll change the second one. Every gift is entirely invested in our mission. To reach a generation. To reach a generation. To reach a generation that needs the hope found in Jesus. Now let's just say the hope of Jesus, which will bring them that true joy that you and I covet every Christmas. So, once again, the website is church.org. This season, I wish for you to be mighty God. I'm just trying to find it. This season, my wish for you is that the mighty God, as Isaiah 9 puts it, the mighty God, as Isaiah 9 puts it, the mighty God, the everlasting God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the one who is Christ our Lord, and then the comma, that the one who is Christ our Lord will be the heart of the very best memories, maybe that of your family, your friends. All right, well, that's good.
Run through. Yeah, would not hurt. In case next year you and I are both still working here. Gaudio will be gone, but you and I will still be around. Okay. All right, Gaudio. You can do a take two without sound check?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You ready, Rich?
Fingers are ready.
All right. What is about... I have a hard time with that. What is? What is it? Okay. If I did this regularly, we would probably quit using what is it. I'd find another way to ask this question. What's it? Well... Hey, what is it? What is it about? Let me ask you this. What is it about the holiday? I'm going to do that. Okay. Hey, let me ask you this. What is it about the holiday season that has given you the greatest joy? Okay, has given you. I'm going to say is that gives you. So it not has given, that gives you. Yeah, because it's present tense. All right, ready? Let me ask you this. What is it about the holiday season that gives you the greatest joy? Is it the time spent cutting down the family Christmas tree at the local farm, and you have to live in the country like we do here at Andrews and Pioneer to know what that experience is like? Or maybe it's the special ornament that you place up on that lighted bough. Or do you find joy in contemplating the profound meaning of the carols we sing? For me, that's just that is such a joy to meditate on those words and realize of the miraculous nature of the incarnation and the gift of Christ our Lord. I don't know, maybe for you the Christmas joy is found in the memories you make together with your friends, your family, the spirit of giving that surrounds this season. As we reflect on these joys, my invitation to you and me is that we always remember. Yeah, I know. As we reflect on these joys, let us always remember. I need to put that. That sounds a little preachy. As we reflect on these joys, I hope you and I won't forget. Yeah, so we turn it into a kind of a conversational thing. I hope you and I won't forget.
Hope you and I won't forget. The person, the one who is a great light, who guides us, who is the light. Now we need to see great light. The one who is the light. The one who is the light. The one who is the light. Who guides us. The one who brings joy and meaning to life. The loving Father, of course, is at the heart of all treasured relationships. And the God himself, who became himself, the ultimate gift of the newborn child. Don't worry about that. Okay.
Here we go. Let me ask you this question. What is it about the holiday season that gives you the greatest joy? Is it the time spent cutting down the family Christmas tree at the local farm? You have to be in a rural area like this to know that experience, but it's unforgettable. Or maybe it's that special ornament you place up high on that bough that's lighted. Or do you find joy in contemplating the profound meaning of the carols we sing? Every time we sing these carols, the words are so profound to me that Almighty God incarnates himself into our flesh and lives among us. Maybe your Christmas joy is found in the memories you make together with your friends and your family. Of course, of course. And then the spirit of giving. That comes with this season wrapped up and surrounds our hearts. As we reflect on these joys, I hope you and I won't forget the person, the one who is the light who guides us, the one who brings joy and meaning to life. Of course, I'm thinking of our loving Father who is at the heart of all treasured relationships, but also that wonderful God who gave the ultimate gift of Himself in becoming a newborn child to become our Savior. Some of my joy this season comes in part from your letters, your telephone calls, your prayers, and your faithful giving, of course, in support of this ministry, which literally, as you well know, reaches around the world. If you've been blessed this year, I'd like to ask you to join the many people who financially support Pioneers Media Ministry, which brings you this program. It's really simple to do. Just call our toll-free number. You've memorized this number, perhaps, 877 and the two words, His Will. One of our friendly operators will be happy to help you. You can also click the giving link at the top of our website, pmchurch.org, and then in that giving link, look for the Media Ministry line item. Trust me, no gift is too small for God to use to spread the good news of His love, His sacrifice, His future plans for our happiness. And every gift is entirely invested in our mission to reach a generation that needs the hope of Jesus, which will bring them true joy in life. So once again, that website is pmchurch.org. This season, my wish for you is that the God we know as Isaiah 9 describes Him, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, that the one who is Christ our Lord will be at the heart of the very best memories you make together with your family, with your friends, and with Him.
That was really good.
That okay?
The only thing I heard was a couple times that.
I heard that too.
I'm going to send this to Greg Simpson to edit it, actually.
Okay.
You might be able to tweak it out of there. Unless there was something you want to redo, we
could. No, I mean, it's doesn't feel polished, so that way it doesn't have to, you know, be slick. It's just me talking. And
there'll be music in the background, too. That'll cover some of that up, probably.
Okay. What do you think, Ariel?
I like it.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Let's use that one. And let's switch over to that other one. And this other one will run into the new year.
Now, one question you say, as we begin a new year, by the time we get to June, May and June will still be saying new year.
Okay, how should we do that?